Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, where you hear about the business of the casino entertainment industry from the people who make it happen. I'm Roger Gross, the publisher of GGB, and this week feature an interview with Corby Carrison, the event director of G2E for Reed Exhibitions, less than 2 weeks before the gaming industry's largest trade show is to open in Las Vegas. The GGB Podcast is brought to you by RIMAX, the industry's largest incentive provider and experts in customer loyalty, employee recognition, player loyalty, and corporate gifting. For more information, visit RIMAXinc.com. G2E is less than 2 weeks away, and Corby Carrison explains what is new and exciting about this year's edition. Carrison is entering her second Global Gaming Expo as event director. With a long history in the gaming industry, she has been well received in the industry by exhibitors and attendees alike. G2E is presented by the American Gaming Association and organized by Reed Exhibitions. G2E 2019 returns to the Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, October 14th through 17th. Carrison spoke with me at the GGB offices in Las Vegas last week. Corby Carrison, thanks for joining us on the podcast today. Here we are 16 days before G2E, so I guess you're pretty busy for the next few weeks.
There's a lot going on, definitely trying to prepare and just not only serve our exhibitors well, but more importantly, make an experience that is really very useful for the attendees of the show.
Okay, great. So this is your second year as industry director for the show. Of course, you have a lot of background in the industry, and you know, everybody I talked to said they were very glad you were appointed. So what have you done differently this year than you did the first year?
I definitely had a little more time to get out in the market and speak with people within the gaming industry. My first year was great, and I met a lot of new people. But I spent a lot of time on the learning curve on how to produce a trade show because I've had a lot of trade show experience, mostly on the exhibitor side, some on the production side, definitely not producing a show as large as G2E.
Right.
So I spent a lot of time understanding that, and with my team who's in Connecticut and also the Reed team all over the world, learning a lot about how the business works and having a little more of that experience really allowed me to do more research and meet more people, meet more of the exhibitors, and talk to more of the attendees about what is important to them, what kind of business is important to do at G2E.
Right.
And that's really what we're there for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about that. So let's go right to the big draw that usually is, which is the keynote speakers. We just announced, the final keynote speaker this week. So why don't you give us an outline of who they are and what they're going to be talking about.
All right. So I'll just kind of take it day by day. Mm-hmm. On Monday, our keynote speaker is DJ Vanas. Monday, we typically do a leadership sort of keynote address, and this year is no different. It just so happens that he is Native American, so he's going to do a couple of extra sessions along with his leadership talk that really applies to everybody, but he's also going to do a talk within the tribal gaming track. So we really feel like crossing and hitting a couple of different of the important constituencies within the education program is really valuable, and he encourages outside the box thinking and leading with the tools that you have, not waiting for an opportunity to come your way. So that's kind of neat.
Right.
Our Tuesday keynote, which we just announced, is Chris Christie, who, of course, led the charge and is in many ways responsible for the changes that we saw last year with the overturning of PASPA. So it'll be interesting to see, now that we're a little more than a year past that law changing, what he has to say and kind of state of the business from that perspective.
Right. Yep.
and see what else is new. And he's certainly got viewpoints to share, I'm certain.
Well, I'm sure he'll address the states that are legalizing sports betting. And of course, you know, he thinks, and I think a lot of people think, that New Jersey is kind of the gold standard for sports betting legalization, even over and above Nevada, because Nevada still is lagging behind on some of the online stuff. And online and mobile game betting is 80% of the market in New Jersey. So I think he'll probably talk about that and brag about, of course, how he got it legalized. So
right.
Good for him.
we're really happy to have him.
Sure.
So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say.
Yeah, no question.
Our Wednesday keynote is Scott Stratton, and he is a business entrepreneur and also very involved as an author, keynote speaker. He does a lot of blogging, great podcast, and he talks about non-traditional marketing mm-hmm. methods.
Right.
So I think this really is something that could be really interesting to the gaming industry, because there is digital engagement in marketing mm-hmm. in the gaming industry,
right.
but there could be different kinds of engagement. And he really puts out there a lot of thought-provoking mm-hmm. ideas on customer experience
right.
and interacting with customers mm-hmm. in a digital way,
right.
in the digital world. This is one of those things. The casino industry is cash-based.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's something that we'll talk about at G2E as well. Mm-hmm. But maybe as the evolution happens in how transactions happen within a casino, it kind of spurs a little difference in how casinos interact mm-hmm. with their patrons.
Right.
And digital is such a great opportunity. I'm really looking forward to what he has to say,
okay.
specific to the gaming industry. And he himself is a patron of casinos. He loves Las Vegas and has a lot to say also, if you follow him or read his book,
right.
about his experiences in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay,
I think that's really cool.
So there is some actual application to the gaming industry.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's
yes,
good.
He's a patron.
Yes, okay.
Yes. Our Thursday keynote is Danica Patrick, mm-hmm. who, of course, has the sports connection through her career as
right.
a race car driver. But more than that, it's going to be interesting to see what she has to say as a woman who mm-hmm. has had a really successful career and then evolved
right.
and gone on to other pursuits, mm-hmm. entrepreneurial, and really has succeeded at them.
Sure.
So I think that's got a lot of good messages for everybody, sports-related, not male, female. I think everybody is going to be able to come away with that, come away from that discussion with some ideas, too.
Sure. Yeah.
And Bo Bernhardt is going to be moderating that.
Okay,
so I think the two of them together will be really an interesting talk.
Sure, sure. Well, he does such a good job. You know, he did it with the guy on Jeopardy at the UNLV show this year,
yep.
and he did a really good job with that. So
yes.
that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to hear what she has to say about being a woman in a man's world when she was driving for the NASCAR team. I mean, there was no other woman driver there, so she should have some insight onto that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of the women gaming employees or executives can relate to that. So that'll
be
fun. Good.
Yeah.
So let's talk about sports betting. Obviously, for the past 3 years, it's really dominated G2E. You know, the first year was kind of an anticipation, and finally when PASPA was repealed, you know, it became front and center, and I think it still is this year. So we've got, you know, 20 states that have legalized, about half have implemented it so far. So what are you offering to attendees who want to learn about sports betting?
We are producing our second edition of the Sports Betting Symposium, mm-hmm. which is a component of our education program. That will be on the show floor, ticketed as part of the conference program, but mm-hmm. Accessible on the special event stage. And it has a really robust lineup again.
Mm-hmm.
8 sessions, one of them being a tour of the exhibit hall
mm-hmm.
of several of the sports betting technology companies. So we're looking to explore get a little deeper mm-hmm. in some of the sports betting topics,
okay.
Going a little beyond
sure.
what we did last year.
Right.
I think definitely the highlight of Sports Betting Symposium, besides the tour, is going to be Wednesday session with Gary Bettman.
Okay.
And he's going to be having a talk with some of his business partners who happen to be in the gaming business.
Right, okay. Yeah,
so
that's right.
That should be a really interesting session.
And I think he'll be in town for the Golden Knights game the night before.
I think he will be. So. Yes, yes.
I understand some of the big companies are having their parties at T-Mobile rather than going into a bar or restaurant somewhere. So that,
not a surprise there.
That should be interesting. Yeah. I'm trying to get one of those tickets. I can't seem to get it. I want to see the Golden Knights.
Yes.
So, you know, we've seen as a publication new companies entering the industry, you know, who are involved in sports betting in other jurisdictions, Europe or Asia. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the same thing when it comes to people, companies wanting to exhibit at G2E who have not exhibited there before?
Definitely. I think we saw a lot of them come on board last year. And this year there have been, I want to say it's 12 more companies in addition to last year. So, from 17 to 18, we saw about a 200% increase in sports betting companies, and then additional companies this year.
Yeah.
Definitely a lot from Europe, a lot with sports betting, but also mobile technologies.
Sure, right,
because,
yes.
like you mentioned, they do go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
So we've increased square footage on the show floor. These companies are interested in participating or being adjacent to the sports betting symposium.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they're really drawing a lot of new attendees to the show, too.
Okay. So how is this relating to iGaming? I have a theory that the mobile sports betting is going to bring more people into mobile and online gambling. Has that sector increased a little bit this year as well?
It has a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think I speak best about this, referring again back to our education program in iGaming, where Sue Schneider curates the content for us and has done an amazing job with that for several years. But she talks a little bit about sports betting in her track.
Yes,
we also see it a little bit in the tribal gaming track where NIGA curates that content for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we really like it when those content partners make the connection between their particular vertical and different topics, whether it's sports betting or online gaming. And I agree with you. I think that sports betting really is amping up the interest in the online gaming.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see where that goes in the U.S. We've seen it all over the world
and seen
what's possible. And, of course, it's different here.
It's always different here, yeah, for sure. I mean, in Europe, even today, you know, 70% of the online and mobile wagering is still sports betting, so there's still a 30% market share for iGaming, but, you know, that could grow here in the U.S. substantially as well.
It could.
So you mentioned tribal gaming. That's always played a large role in G2E. Victor Roach is helping to curate those sessions, and it's always very informative. So what do you have in store for tribal gaming participants? And I know, you know, from being involved in the past, at least 40% of your audience is you know, from the tribal gaming world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a great audience of people interested in learning more about tribal gaming. So, like I mentioned, Victor does a great job of connecting tribal gaming and opportunities with sports betting, iGaming, esports, just a lot of different opportunities that are possibly in the future for any tribal enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have made connections with a couple of different enterprises in the tribal gaming track.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a couple of connected sessions between our security and surveillance track and tribal gaming, just because we were developing content for the security and surveillance.
Right.
And in talking to Victor, he was kind of going in that direction on a couple of sessions. So we were sharing content and started talking, and it really didn't make sense to do the
two separate ones.
If they're 90% the same, why don't we just put it in a really big room and have the experience of all of those attendees come together? one thing we're really hoping that happens this year even more than it has in the past, and our attendees are really great on this, is engaging in conversation mm-hmm. within the education
right.
and doing thoughtful Q&A, mm-hmm. but also carrying the discussion forward past the session room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we see, especially in tribal gaming, because the community is very close, that there are people who get to know one another through the education
sure,
programs,
right.
and they develop relationships,
mm-hmm.
and they keep those going year-round.
Right.
So we really think that's a valuable part of the program,
sure.
not just for tribal, but across.
Right. Well, that's always been my contention, you know, when we do these conferences, even when I was involved with G2E, is that the audience is almost as expert oftentimes as your speaker. So if you get them involved in the conversation to make it more interactive, mm-hmm. it's much more valuable for everybody involved.
Right. One other thing we've done kind of across the program this year is we've tried to reduce the number of panel discussions that we have
mm-hmm.
because panels are great and they allow for more experts to
right.
be involved in the conversation. But when you have a session that's only 45 minutes long,
right.
there's a lot of time that is spent just introducing panelists or allowing each panelist to give a little background on their expertise.
Right.
And that kind of eats away at the time a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
So we are going to the feedback that we've received mm-hmm. in years past. One of our very best sessions, according to our surveys last year, was a session that was a case study.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a case study about some business that has happened at Pechanga.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had some business owners from Pechanga,
right.
along with some of their vendors, talking about this particular experience. And the attendees loved it. So we're definitely going in the direction of doing some case studies,
mm-hmm.
also some individual presentations.
Sure.
But we've found that the attendees really like seeing how they can apply what's in the session to their background.
Right, right. Well, it's always good when they can take something they learn in the session right back to their,
yes.
their job and apply it.
Yep.
And that's always the goal.
Yeah.
Our sponsor this week is RIMAX, an incentive powerhouse. RIMAX engages, empowers, and excites your customers and employees through the power of premium incentive merchandise. With access to over 15,000 trending products from 400 of today's top brands, RIMAX offers an unmatched portfolio of premium rewards that engage and inspire. Whether you're focused on corporate gifting, employee engagement, player loyalty, or customer retention, RIMAX has custom design programs to fit all of your incentive needs. For more information, visit RIMAXinc.com. Now back to our podcast.
So technology has always been a main function of G2E, with all the slot companies coming out with their remarkable systems and machines and things of that nature. But it seems like this year it's even more so. There really seems to be a lot of movement, you know, on the system side, on certainly the sports betting platforms and things of that nature. How are you emphasizing, you know, the increase in the rapid growth of technology in 2019?
That's always an exciting topic. And it's very well covered, I think, best of all, in the Expo Hall, where you can visit each of these companies and really dig in on their turf to what their brand new features are.
Right.
So I think that's number one. And I think there's a lot of the pre-buzz happening right mm-hmm. now, which is great. And it's everywhere
right.
about what's new and what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to focus on what's coming 3 to 5 years from now.
Right.
And I see those things in development in the Innovation Lab,
mm-hmm.
which is back for its fourth year
right.
this year. And we have 3 days of content organized, but it's organized kind of by... we have 1 day that is talking about disruption.
Mm-hmm.
We have 1 day talking about new uses for current technology
mm-hmm.
and 1 day that's talking about emerging technology.
Okay.
So that's all technology-based. And again, Innovation Lab is short sessions.
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 minutes per talk.
Right.
And some of these talks may be from companies that we know and are on the exhibit floor. Mm-hmm. Some of them may be companies that are not as familiar to the gaming industry, but have something that is really up and coming, something that's new and really can take on a new life within the gaming industry. Maybe it's a technology elsewhere that gaming hasn't seen yet. Right. So I'm excited to see how some of those talks come out, and hopefully we see further development of some of those companies and see them on the expo hall floor next year.
And the innovation lab is on the exhibit floor. It's not part of the education package that you have to pay for.
Correct. It's on the expo hall floor. Right. It's near the special event stage, and everybody can access.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I like the short presentations because you don't have to sit there for a whole hour and soak it all in. It's all short bullet points, basically.
So yes.
That's fun. And speaking of technology, the G2E app is a new and improved. It's really, really gotten better. I used it a lot last year. So what have you done to improve it this year that your customers can use it for?
Well, if you used it last year, I think you're going to love it this year. We found in our surveys and from looking at the data that a lot of people used it for wayfinding, which is very useful.
It is. It's very challenging to find your way around
it
that exhibit floor. It's so big.
Yeah. And we've enhanced that. We've enhanced it with some technology, of course, that you won't see, but it's turn-by-turn directions from where you are to where you're going.
Okay.
And
almost like a GPS.
It really is. Yeah. And it's definitely enhanced from last year. As far as other useful things, we wanted to give attendees tools to be able to plan their time at G2E because it's 3 days of Expo Hall.
It
it goes by in the blink of an
eye. It does,
because you're so busy, and before you even realize it, the day is over.
It's over, and sometimes you didn't get to do some things you wanted to do.
Exactly. Yeah. So within the app, you can, number one, see recommendations based on what you as an attendee indicate as your areas of interest when you registered for G2E. Mm-hmm. That goes into a system and matches up with what exhibitors are telling us that they specialize in. So some bespoke matchmaking is happening behind the scenes.
Okay.
However, when you use the app and you explore companies within the app, it takes it a step further where the app continues to learn about you and what you're looking at.
Okay.
So the matches continue to become refined.
Mm-hmm.
The more you use the app, the better your matches are going to be.
Okay.
And we have found that attendees who use the matchmaking and the recommendations have a better experience at G2E. So again, we're looking to make the attendee experience great at G2E. So we think that enhancement is going to contribute to that.
Okay.
You also can make appointments or directly connect between attendee and exhibitor. So it really opens up the lines of communication. Appointment setting through the app has not been available before. It's available this year. So we think that's going to help attendees organize their time and hopefully not miss a really important connection that they're looking to make. We, of course, have the Ask G2E feature on there. So you don't need to go find an information counter or find a person.
Mm-hmm.
It's populated with all of the information on the show. So it's a very quick, like a text.
Right.
Information comes directly back to you. One thing that I'm really excited about is we are running on the G2E app this year a promotion called Hot Hits. And you might remember it from G2E Asia. I saw it in Asia a couple of years ago, and I loved it. I loved what the team there did with it, where every exhibitor has a QR code in their booth. And you can scan that QR code to indicate your interest in that exhibitor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little contest related. So there's a live leaderboard, and the leaderboard will be placed in several places around the show to indicate which companies are getting the most interest at G2E. So it's a little competitive spirit, and yes. we know that the people who are part of this industry are competitive people.
Yes.
So, again, when I saw this at G2E Asia, I talked to the team over there, and I said, we've got to have this at G2E. Mm-hmm. I think our audience would love it. I think people like registering what they're interested in. I think we'll learn a lot from our experience this year, but I think the exhibitors will have fun with it, too.
Yeah.
And it'll be fun to monitor the live feed on the popular companies that are exhibiting at G2E.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. So I'm assuming you can get this app at the Apple Store and also on Android.
It is live right now on both of those,
okay,
yes.
Great.
Yep.
And also you can go to our website, ggbmagazine.com, to download G2E Preview to see all the products. And you got the floor map there. You've got the exhibitor directory and stories on some of the hot products. So we can do that as well. Obviously, a lot of people, you know, come to G2E for education and see the products, but everybody loves the networking opportunities, and the big party is the G2E welcome reception. Tell us when that's going to be and what that's going to feature.
The welcome reception at G2E this year will be immediately after the show floor closes on Tuesday, so starting at 5 until 6:30, sponsored by Novomatic. And it's a really nice open bar with food that features networking, casual atmosphere. But one thing that will be happening at the welcome reception this year is some awards that will be happening. And that's kind of part of another fun thing that is happening for the first time at G2E this year. Novomatic has put together, and G2E is supporting, a 5K run. They're calling it the Return to Player, RTP, 5K run.
Okay.
And that is happening on Monday evening at 7 p.m. at the Springs Preserve in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a shuttle departing from the Sands and taking runners, walkers, spectators, whatever the case may be, up to the Springs Preserve 5K run. And if you've been to the Springs Preserve, it's a beautiful location.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
It's decorated for Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Novomatic really has put in a huge amount of effort in making this a fun event, something that everybody in the industry can enjoy. You don't have to be a runner to participate. You can walk. You can just show up and have a good time. They really wanted to create something that, again, it's inclusive for everybody.
Right.
Not everybody can go to every single event
that's
at G2E, but everybody can participate in this. And everyone who attends or exhibits at G2E also can take part in the welcome reception.
Okay.
But at the welcome reception, they will be giving the prizes for the 5K run.
Okay. So does that follow the 5K run, or is that the next night?
It's the next night.
Okay.
So the run is on Monday.
Okay.
Welcome reception Tuesday.
Okay, great. That sounds fun. And then, of course, there's some other events that are always signature events. The chairman's reception, which, of course, is invitation only. But we have the Global Gaming Women Kick Up Your Heels event on Wednesday night, which is being held at Wynn this year. And that's a great fundraising opportunity for them, where they you know, it's a great organization that highlights the role of women in the industry. And they've done a great job. And that's always a fun event as well. So that's on Wednesday night this year.
So, yes, we love that the two do not intersect this year. And really gives more people an opportunity to attend the Kick Up Your Heels. So we're excited about that, and we love supporting Global Gaming Women.
Sure, and I'm sure you can sign up for that on your website as well.
On Global Gaming Women, yes.
Right. Yep. Okay. You just came back from a conference this week where G2E got recognized in a couple of instances. Explain what happened there.
Yes. So, as part of the trade show industry, of course, like gaming has trade publications, the trade show industry also has trade publications. And a really excellent publication out there is Trade Show Executive, which just completed a study and a competition, actually, of every year they rank the top trade shows in the U.S., and they produce an event called the Gold 100, which just took place in Del Mar. And G2E was recognized in the Gold 100 and is actually number 60 on the Gold 100 list. So we're really thrilled to be part of that list. But G2E was also nominated in a couple of categories. And they have awards that they call the Grand Awards. Mm-hmm. There are 20 Grand Awards, and G2E nominated in two categories. Number one was the Best Overseas Extension of a Trade Show, mm-hmm. and that was for, of course, G2E Asia.
Great.
And also nominated in a category called the Do-Gooder Award, mm-hmm. which recognizes a trade show's participation with charitable
mm-hmm. events or organizations.
Exactly. Right. So I attended, and along with some other folks from Reed in some different categories, and was thrilled that G2E won the award in both of the categories for which it was nominated. So really excited about that, and very, very thankful to the G2E Asia team mm-hmm. because they really do the heavy lifting on that show.
Sure.
And
yeah.
and the recognition was really all about the increases from mm-hmm. 2017 to 2018 right. in the number of attendees and the satisfaction from attendees, mm-hmm. exhibitors, and just the program overall. So again, big shout out to the G2E Asia team because they work hard all year
sure, right. yeah.
on that event. And with the Do-Gooder Award, that was a recognition of G2E's partnership with NCRG. And as you know, NCRG has co-located their conference along with G2E. They start their education on Sunday, where G2E education begins on Monday. Mm-hmm. Expo Hall starts on Tuesday. But they have two full days of education.
Right.
And it's really very focused, and it's very important to our industry to support their work mm-hmm. and having resources available to people that need it. So over the last 7 years, G2E has donated about $360,000 cash, mm-hmm. and that comes from a portion of every exhibit booth sale mm-hmm. and a portion of every conference sale
right.
goes into that. And also G2E donates to NCRG exhibit,
sure.
the space where they produce their conference,
right.
along with our staff donates
right.
some
mm-hmm.
time to help them produce their conference.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we love supporting them. It's really important to our industry, and it was really an honor to be recognized for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is such a great event, their conference. I'm moderating a panel on Sunday this year, and I always enjoy their sessions because they're so much different than anything else you go to. So mm-hmm. so that's a great thing that G2E does for them, and it's such a worthy organization. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So finally, we did a survey recently where we asked all of our readers of our GGB News Weekly news magazine about the trade shows and to rank the trade shows in importance. And G2E came out far and far away the most popular trade show, with over 60% of the audience saying, you know, this is the must-see trade show, must-attend trade show that they view every year. And came far and away over above and a lot of other important trade shows. And you know, mm-hmm. in the industry here, there are some excellent trade shows and conferences in the industry, but G2E still holds that commanding lead. What do you attribute that too?
Well, I think that G2E is very accessible. Mm-hmm. A lot of people can get to Las Vegas if they don't live in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. but I think a lot of people make the effort to come to Las Vegas because the networking opportunities are really great.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the welcome reception.
Right.
There are lots of other networking events.
Yeah.
NIGA has a networking event on the show floor.
Mm-hmm.
GGW, a couple of really great opportunities.
I was just invited to the Canadian Gaming
there
reception
you go.
Today.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
they,
wherever you come from, there's a reason to be there. I know you're also running some special conferences or special sessions for Latin American casino executives this year as well.
We are, because G2E is the Global Gaming Expo.
Right.
We're not the North American mm-hmm. Gaming Expo. We serve every country in the world
right.
and lots of different gaming jurisdictions. So we want people from all over the world to understand that we are there for them too. And the reason that G2E exists is for business opportunities.
Sure.
So we feel like we provide an excellent platform for business to be done in the gaming industry. We provide excellent networking opportunities. They're all under one roof. So while some people may choose to go off campus to have their networking event, if they would like, they can stay right there at the property.
Right.
And it is really easy for people to find each other. It's just a great opportunity to network and to get business done.
Right, no question. Well, Court, congratulations on these awards. I mean, it's really been exciting to be involved with G2E this year. There's so much going on, and Corby, you've done such a great job, last year. And again, you've got the respect of the entire industry being industry related for all these years. And we're really glad that you're involved in that we can participate in this good event this year. So thanks for taking the time, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, and we'll probably just say hi in the corridor, but. It was good to get together with you.
Thank you, Roger. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity.
Hope you enjoyed this week's GGB podcast, brought to you by RIMAX, the industry's largest incentive provider and experts in customer loyalty, employee recognition, player loyalty, and corporate gifting. For more information, visit RIMAXInc.com. To learn more about what's going on at G2E, visit ggbmagazine.com and click on the G2E Preview Special Edition that features the event schedule and exhibitors at the show. To get all the news of the gaming industry on your desktop every Monday morning, subscribe to GGB News at ggbnews.com. And to attract quality players to your online casino, poker, or sports betting website, visit igamingplayer.com. And we'll see you next week on the GGB Podcast.